They said, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Lucas Frazier, LUCAS, middle initial J, FRASIER, date of birth 10/11/1998, date of appointment 3/30/2023, requesting physician Melissa Patello, MELISSAPATILLONP. Dear Melissa Patello, I have the pleasure of seeing Lucas Frazier today in my office. I appreciate you involving me. In his care, as you know, he's 24-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who on February 14, 2023, driving about 2:30 p.m., and he fell asleep behind the wheel and ended up in the ditch. He woke up himself, no injury. He was brought to the Nathan Latour Hospital by ambulance. Police also arrived at the scene. The night before, he was working from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. in the Target Distribution Center. Did not go to sleep in the morning. Another time he took puff of the albuterol and then fell down with loss of consciousness for a few minutes. Patient denied any more incident, no history of seizure or fainting spell before, no incontinence, no tongue biting. CT of the head done, which was read as negative. Past medical history, hypothyroidism, asthma, past surgical history, none. Allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, albuterol, levothyroxine. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, married, live with the wife, family history, mother alive, father alive, one sister, one brother. He does not have any family contact, so he does not know about their medical issue. Review of the system. I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he fell asleep while driving. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pain prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 24-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history is suggestive of number one, syncope. No, please write number one, fell asleep while driving. Number two, questionable syncope. Number three, rule out epilepsy. Next paragraph, most probably patient fell asleep while driving due to the lack of sleep. But I would like to order the EEG to rule out any seizure disorder. Is CT of the head done, which is read as negative? Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.